This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 5 years ago, September of 2010, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and CEO of Facebook, announced he was going to donate $100 million to fix the public school system in Newark, New Jersey. He'd been wooed by then Newark Mayor Cory Booker and the then and now governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, political allies from different parties who'd come together to try to do something about an urban district where half the students didn't graduate. It started well, didn't end quite the same way. Dale Ruskoff writes about it in her new book. It's called The Prize, Who's in Charge of America's Schools? Dale, welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Their stated goal, these three men, is to provide school reform, a model for it, for the entire country.
Right. Not just for Newark.
Yeah. That's a big bite to chew. That's a big chunk.
Yes. Well, this is the way Booker pitched it to Zuckerberg, and he had learned that the hedge fund billionaires and a lot of the people who had become very active in education reform think this way. They think about proof points and scaling up reform the way they would look for a proof point to scale up a startup. And I think it dovetailed with the way Zuckerberg was thinking about the role he wanted to play in philanthropy because, you know, here's somebody who at age 19 transformed global communications from his dorm room. So why wouldn't he think that he could have that kind of transformational impact in philanthropy as well?
Okay, so this is weakness point one, number one in this whole plan, as I read this book, which is that, yes, you've got your proof points, and yes, you've got $100 million, which later becomes $200 million with matching grants and all that stuff. The thing that Zuckerberg forgets, and maybe this is his point of naivete, which, as we will find out later in the tale, he has now overcome, is that there are real kids and real people and real teachers and, oh, by the way, politicians and bureaucrats with entrenched interests here.
Yes, and by the way, there's also a lot of poverty.
And poverty. Well, we're going to get there, too. But you're right. So there's a whole bunch of forces that give lie to the whole treat it as a startup thing is my point.
Exactly. Yes. A huge, huge flaw from the beginning, which set off an explosion in Newark, was that they didn't involve the people of Newark at all. I mean, this was announced on Oprah, and the parents of the Newark school children found out that a revolution was coming to their schools at the same moment that Oprah's national audience found out about it. And The message from the beginning was, you people have failed. You don't know how to fix your own schools. We're going to do it for you, and we're going to save your children.
Last paragraph of the book. First sentence reads like this. To those who see education through the lens of students and classrooms, it is obvious that urban public schools are being asked to overcome nothing less than the effects of poverty. You can't just throw money at this.
Right. They would argue that they didn't throw money at it. I mean, they had a set of ideas. They wanted to expand charter schools. They wanted to increase the accountability of everyone in the district for the performance of children. But they didn't look at the ground level of the classroom and the children and the teachers who were trying to overcome all of the issues that children brought into the classroom.
And there's a great story about the kid who acts out all the time, and he says at some point, if I keep acting out, nobody's going to discover I can't read.
Yeah. His behavior problem was a learning problem, and it was also just a self-esteem problem. This is a kid who had failed all his life, and he couldn't imagine himself ever learning. And I think that the lesson is that when you have a real relationship of trust with a teacher, children can verbalize a lot. They really do understand what's going on.
Chris Christie, though he was born in Newark, now has set his sights on a bigger job and seemingly has left this reform effort behind. Cory Booker is now in the United States Senate. Zuckerberg seems to be the only one still engaged with education as a cause, and more importantly, he seems the only one that has learned a lesson, right? Because he did a big thing up in San Francisco, and he said, we're going to do this one from the ground up. We're going to do it differently.
Yes. I mean, he didn't specify that it was going to be different, but if you just look at the details, It's incredibly different. He's looking to districts in the Bay Area. He's asking the staff of his philanthropy to spend a lot of time in the field, getting to know the community, getting to know the parents and the teachers, and try to make sure that what they want to do is what the community wants and that they have the ideas from the ground level of the people who know education the best. So I think that's a really strong statement about what they hope to do and how different it is from what they were doing in Newark.
I wonder maybe if the lesson from this then is about the Newark case. Look, don't do what these guys did.
Well, I think that a lot of people are going to draw that conclusion, but I hope they don't draw the conclusion that it's hopeless, because it's not. Just don't do it that way.
Dale Ruskoff, Her book is called The Prize Who's in Charge of America's Schools. It's a good read. Dale, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Kai.